Be'ezus Hashem, we're beginning now Meseches Megillah. Mirtz Hashem, through our learning of these next 20 blot or so hopefully we'll be more prepared for this coming Purim. So, no Agdama is needed. Says the Mishnah, Megillah Nikres, Biyud Aleph, Biyud Beis, Biyud Gimel, Biyud Aleph, Betesvav. That Purim could fall out, you could read the Megillah, at least on the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, or 15th of Adar. Loi pachais v'lo yoiser. There's never a time where you could read before the 11th, loi pachais, meaning there's never a time where you could read on the 10th, v'lo yoiser, and there's never a time where you're gonna read past the 15th of Adar, past on the 16th or later. So now in the Megillah, when you read the Megillah itself, so it only mentions the 14th and the 15th. We'll see in the Mishnah, we'll see in the Gemara more, how we know that there's other days that you could read the Megillah as well, even though in the Megillah it only mentions the 14th and 15th. But Lamaisa says the Mishnah you could read on the 11th through the 15th. How is that so? So explains the Mishnah, when it comes to cities that are walled, and not only are they walled, but they had a wall from the times of Yahshua ben Nun. And we'll see in the Gemara that this means even if now the wall is not there anymore, as long as during the Zman of Yahshua, when Yahshua went into Eretz Yisrael, there was a wall around that city during that time, anywhere in the world, it doesn't matter if it's in Eretz Yisrael or in Chutz Laretz, any city in the world that had a wall around it from the times of the Yahshua ben Nun, so it's Kairim B'tesvav, so they read the Megillah on the 15th of Adar. It would seem that they had some sort of Mesero with regards to which cities had walls from the times of Yahshua ben Nun. Otherwise, there's no way for us to know exactly which city had a wall from the times of Yahshua. The only city, Lemaisa, practically speaking, the only city nowadays that we know is for sure a krach that reads on the 15th is the holy city of Yerushalayim, more specifically the old city of Yerushalayim. We'll see in the Gemara that also cities that are nearby, that are samach v'nira, they also read on the 15th. But b'etzem, the only krach that we know of that's for sure a krach nowadays is the city of Yerushalayim. There are other cities that we know that they're krachim, but we don't know where they are. For example, Shushan we know is considered a krach. Shushan reads the Megillah on the 15th, but we don't know for sure exactly where Shushan is. Maybe we know where Mordechai and Esther are buried. We have some people in a certain city. They say that Mordechai and Esther are buried there. So that could be it's true. Even if that's true, we have no Messiah that Mordechai and Esther were buried in Shushan. So we really don't know where Shushan is or any krach in the world other than Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is the only Vadai krach nowadays. But Al-Kabbanu, so says the Mishnah, so a krach that had a wall around it from the times of Yeshua ben Nun, so they read the Megillah on the 15th. Kfarim v'yareis gedoilis, when it comes to villages, which is like small cities, and a yareis gedoilis in large cities, so they're kairin b'yadalid. So they read the Megillah on the 14th. So how do we get to the 11th, 12th, and 13th? So says the Mishnah, Ella shakfarim, when it comes to these small villages, so they're magdim in the Yom HaKnisa, they get to read the Megillah earlier on the Monday and Thursday that's closest to the 14th. That's the Yom HaKnisa. These small villages, they didn't have there wasn't a big city. So they didn't have their own Batei Dinim. So very often they would travel into the big cities on Mondays and Thursdays when the Beis Din and the big cities were open. Now being that they were small villages, they also didn't have someone that was served as a Baal Kaire. So if they would have to hear the Megillah on the 14th, and the 14th was not a Monday or Thursday, let's say the 14th would fall out on a Tuesday, so then it would come out that these people in the Kfarim, they would go on Monday into the big cities, they would go to the Beis Din in the big cities on Monday, perhaps they would do some shopping there, go hear Kriya Satayra as well, and then they would have to go again the next day on Tuesday to go hear the Megillah. So in order to prevent a situation where they would have to go in so often, So we've said, so Chazal were lenient with them, and they said that they could read the Megillah on the Yom HaKnisa on the Monday and Thursday that precedes the 14th. So the 14th fell on a Tuesday, so they could read the Megillah on the Monday that precedes it. They don't read it on a later date. The pasuk in the Megillah says lo yavur, that you're never allowed to read past the 14th and 15th, but instead they read on the Yom HaKnisa on the Monday or Thursday that precedes the 14th. And we'll see more details about this heter for the Bnei HaKfarim in the Gemara. But says the Mishnah Ketzat, so how does this work that the Kfarim that they read on the 14th or 15th and that the Krachim on the 15th, how do all these days, how does it play out? How does it play out practically? So says the Mishnah, we're going to go through all the different possibilities. Chaliyos Yadalid Besheni, if the 14th of Adar falls out on a Monday, which is a Yom HaKenisa, so Kfarim Vayaros Gedolos, Kairim Bayayayim, so the 14th is a Monday, so both the Kfarim and the large cities, they'll read the Megillah on that day, on the 14th, on Monday. Whereas the walled cities, they'll read the Megillah on the next day, on Tuesday, which is the 15th, because they always read the Megillah on the 15th. And Agav, just to explain what the plan in this is that from the Pesuk in the Megillah, it seems that that what happened is that on the 13th is when everybody went to war against the Goyim. There was a Gzeira against the Yidden, that the Goyim were going to destroy them, and they went to war on the 13th. And for the most part, in all the places in the world, they defeated the Goyim on the 13th, and they rested on the 14th. So being that they rested on the 14th, they were Kaiveya, the 14th as Purim. However, in Shushan, in walled cities, things were a little bit tougher, and it took them an extra day to fight, and they didn't just fight on the 13th, they fought on the 13th and on the 14th. They only rested on the 15th, so being that their day of rest was on the 15th, so Mordechai and Esther were kaiveya that the day of Purim for the walled cities would be on the 15th. So that's why there's these two separate days, there's the 14th and the 15th. It's because in other cities they rested on the 14th, and in Shushan, in walled cities, they rested on the 15th. And Mordechai and Esther were Kaiveya Purim on the day that they rested, not on the day of the war. It was on the day that they rested, so that's why we have these two dates. So again, so says the Mishnah that if Yadalit falls out on Monday, so then the big cities in the Kfarim, they read that day, whereas the Mukafa Ischaima, the walled cities, they read the Machar, they read on Tuesday on the 15th, like usual. Chaliyais Beshlishi, Ay Biravi, if Purim would fall out on Tuesday or Wednesday, so then Kfarim Magdimin Liyayim HaKenisa, so then when it comes to the Kfarim, when it comes to these villages, these small towns, so they would read on the Yayim HaKenisa, on the Monday that preceded the 14th, which would either be the 12th or the 13th of Adar. If the 14th fell out on a Tuesday, so then the Kfarim were reading on the 13th, on the day before, and if Yadalit fell out on a Wednesday, so then the Kfarim were reading on the Monday before, which is the 12th of Adar. Vayaris Kedayla is Karim Bay Bayayim, whereas the big cities, they read on the 14th, on that day, so either that Tuesday or Wednesday. Umukafa is Chayma Lamachar, whereas the walled cities, they're gonna read on the following day, on the Wednesday or Thursday that follows the 14th, like usual, they read on the 15th of Adar. Chaliyos Bechamishi, if the 14th falls out on a Thursday, which again is a Yom HaKenisa, so then Kfarim Vayaros Gedolos Karim Bay Bayayim, so then the large cities and the Kfarim, they read on that day, Umukafas Chaimo Lamachar, and the walled cities, they read the following day on Erev Shabbos, like usual, on the 15th of Adar. Chaliyos Erev Shabbos, if the 14th falls out on an Erev Shabbos, like it does this coming year, Tavshin Pehe, so then Kfarim Magdimin Liyoyim HaKenisa, so the villages, the small towns, they go to the Thursday before, like usual, they go to the Yoyim HaKenisa, which is the 13th of Adar in such a year, V'ayarais G'daylais U'mukafais Chayimah Kairim Bay Bayayim, whereas the large cities and the walled cities, they read on the 14th on Erev Shabbos, like we're going to be doing this year. And the reason for that is, the big cities, of course, they read on the 14th like usual. The walled cities would typically be reading on the 15th the following day. The problem is that in such a year, the 15th is Shabbos. And we'll see in the Gemara, there's various reasons why Chazal instituted that the walled cities, that the Megillah should never be read on a Shabbos. So being that the Megillah can't be read on Shabbos, so the walled cities, they read it on the day before, on Friday, on Erev Shabbos, together with the large cities. They don't go to Sunday, because like we said, the Megillah says Lo Yavor, you can't go past the 14th and the 15th. So instead, they read it the day before, they read the Megillah on Erev Shabbos together with the large cities. Chaliyos B'Shabbos, if the 14th falls out on Shabbos, which in our calendars, it's not possible, but if the 14th were to fall out on Shabbos, so then Kfarim Vayaros Gedolos Magdimim V'Kairin L'Yayim HaKenisa, so then both the Kfarim and the Yaros Gedolos, they go to the Thursday before, the Kfarim, like usual, they go to the Yayim HaKenisa before, and the large cities as well, once their are being makdim, once they're going earlier, so we push them to the same day as the kfarim, and they read it on the 14th. Umukafis chayma lamachar. Whereas the large cities, like usual, they're going to read on their typical 15th day of Adar, which in such a year is a Sunday. Chaliyos achra Shabbos, if the 14th falls out on Sunday, so kfarim makdim in liyayim hakanisa, so the kfarim, like usual, they're going to go back all the way to Thursday to the liyayim hakanisa, which in such a year is the 11th of Adar, so that's the earliest you could get. Vayaris gedolos karim bayayim, and the yaris gedolos, they're going to read the Megillah on that day, on that Sunday, which is the 14th. Umukafis chaim olamachar, and the walled cities are going to read like usual on the 15th, which in such a year is the following day on a Monday, and so that's how we have it, that the Megillah is Nikreis on the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, and 15th. So now says the Gemara, that Minalan, we said the Megillah is Nikreis, Yud Aleph, really we're focusing here on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel, that there's all these extra days for Purim, meaning the 14th and 15th that you read the Megillah, it says it in the Megillah. Ask the Gemara though, Minalan, where do we get it from? How do we know that we have all these extra days for Purim, that you also have the 11th, 12th, and 13th? Where does it say that in the Megillah? So ask the Gemara, what do you mean, Minalan? Where do we get it from? Where does it say it in the Megillah? Kidda be'inan l'meimar l'kaman. Surely you know what we're going to say later, that chachamim hekilu ala kfarim liyois makdim and liyois makanisa. That it's not a, it wasn't part of, seemingly it wasn't part of Mordechai and Esther's takana. It was Chazal. Chazal were mekel on the kfarim, and they allowed them to hear the Megillah earlier, to be makdim by the liyois makanisa, kidei sheyisafku mayim. And at least the Havamina, the way the Gemara is presenting it now, is that the reason that Chazal gave this kula is that we wanted the Bnei Akfarim, these villager, the people in the villages, we wanted them to be free on Yadalid so that they'd be able to provide food, their stores would be open on the 14th to provide food on the 14th and 15th for the people in the other cities. So it was a Tekanas Chazal that we wanted the Kfarim, the people in the Kfarim, we wanted them to be available, so we allowed them to read the Megillah early. Anyways, they were going into the Yaris Gedolos on the Mondays and Thursdays, so we allowed them, we gave them the Skula to read on the Monday and Thursday. It helped us also. So what do you mean, what's the Makar? There's no Makar, it was a Tekanas Chazal. So says the Gemara, Anon Hachi Kamrinan. This is what we mean to say. That michti, kulu anshe knesses hagadola takninu. We know that these days of Purim were established by the anshe knesses hagadola bisman Mordechai. Di isal kadaitach anshe knesses hagadola yedalid vitezvav takun. Because if you're going to tell me that Chazal only said, anshe knesses hagadola said that you could only read the Megillah on the 14th and 15th, so then asu rabbanon, vaakri takanta ditakinu anshe knesses hagadola. Would Chazal come and would they be aikar Takana that was established by the Anshe Knesses HaGadolah? That can't be. It can't be that the Anshe Knesses HaGadolah had in mind that you're only allowed to read on Yedalin and Tezvav, and then Chazal would come and then establish more days. Why can't that be? Because Vatana, we learned in the Mishnah and Meseches Idias that Ein Bezdin Yachal Levatel Divrei Bezdin Chaverei, that a later Bezdin cannot undo the Takana of an earlier Bezdin, Ela Im Kein Gadol Mimenu B'Chachma B'Minyan, unless they're greater, both in Chachma and in Minyan, the way the Rambam in Pirsha Mishnayis on that Mishnah in Idias, and in his Hilchos Mamrim in Parag Beis, the way the Rambam explains Chachma Minyan is that the Avbezdin has to be a bigger Chacham than the Avbezdin in the previous Bezdin. The Avbezdin has to be smarter, and Minyan means that they have to have more Chachmei Hadar that agree to the Takana. So, but unless you have such a thing, which doesn't typically happen, so you can't just undo a Takana of a previous Bezdin. And if so, Chazal are not greater than the Anshe Knesses HaGadolah, they don't have more Chachma, and if so, how could they undo the Takana of the Anshe Knesses HaGadolah? So, Ella, what do you have to say? That Pshita Kulu Anshe Knesses HaGadolah Takinu. It must be that the Anshe Knesses HaGadolah, they allowed these days as well. They didn't maybe establish it as official days. It was Chazal that ultimately established and utilized this heter to read Megillah on the 11th, 12th, and 13th. But it must be that the Anshe Knesses HaGadolah let this possibility open. And if so, Heicha Remiza. Where do we have a remez for that in the Megillah, that the Anshe Knesses HaGadolah allowed the 11th, 12th, and 13th to be possible days of reading the Megillah? So says the Gemara, two terutzim, two possible makaris. Am Rav Shimon bar Abba, am Rav Yechanan, am Akra, the pasuk says, L'kayim es yemei ha-purim ha-eila bizmanehem. It says at the end of the Megillah that Mordechai and Esther established Purim, and they said, L'kayim es yemei ha-purim ha-eila bizmanehem, to keep Purim in their times. So zmanim harbi tiknu lahem. So we see from bizmanehem, which is Balashin Rabbim, that they established many different times for Purim. Well, ask the Gemara, Haimi Ba'ilei Legufei. No, well, that's needed for the 14th and 15th. Yeah, it says it B'lashon Rabbim, because there are 2 days for Purim. There's the 14th and there's the 15th. So how do you know from here to be Marbe even extra days? So says the Gemara, because if the Pasuk was just talking about the 14th and 15th, so then Imkein Le'Mekra Zman. My Zmanehem Zmanim Tuva. It should just say, L'kayim Yisimei HaPurim Ha'ela Bizman. It says, Yimei HaPurim, that's Lashon Rabbim, Ha'ela Bizman. And then just say, in their time. It doesn't have to say Bizmanehem. So says the Gemara, My Zmanehem Zmanim Tuva. It's Mashma that there are many times, that there are additional times, more than what it says Lehedya in the Megillah. Well, ask the Gemara, V'katimi Ba'ile, Zmanei Shel Zeh Leish Kizmanei Shel Zeh. No, but I needed it to say Zmanehem to teach me that the two times for reading the Megillah, the 14th and 15th, are mutually exclusive. Meaning you could have thought when you read the Megillah that there's two times and you could choose whichever day you want to read the Megillah. If you want to read on the 14th, you could read on the 14th. If you want to read on the 15th, you could read on the 15th. Bizmanehem teaches us, we darshan from Bizmanehem, that Zmanei Shel Zeh Leish Zmanei Shel Zeh, that the ones who live in the Ayares, they're not allowed to read on the 15th. That's not their day. And the ones who live in the Krachim, they're not supposed to be reading on Yadalad. That's not their day. And if so, so we already use this pasuk, this word Zmanehem, for that drasha. So how do you know that you have extra days for Purim? So says the Gemara, because Imkain, if that's the only thing that this pasuk was coming to teach us, that first of all you have the 14th and 15th, and that you have, and that Zmanei Shel Zeh, like Zmanei Shel Zeh, so then Le'Mekra Zmanam. So then there was another way you could have taught it. You could have said Zmanam, which also was Lashon Rabbim. My Zmanehem. Why use the extra long word of Zmanehem? Shmasmina Kulu. So we could darshan, we could learn all three of these things. First of all, from the etzem word Zman, we already know that there's the 14th and 15th. From Zmanam, where Marbe also, that Zmanei Shel Zeh, like Zmanei Shel Zeh. And from Zmanehem, we darshan that there are additional days for reading the Megillah. Okay, well, says the Gemara, so now do you know that there are additional days for reading the Megillah? Ema Zmanim Tuva. So maybe there's a lot of additional days. Maybe you could read the Megillah already from Rosh Chodesh Adar. How do you know Dafka 11th, 12th, and 13th? So says the Gemara, because Manehem Dumya Dizmanam, Mazmanam Trey, Avzmanehem Trey. No, it has to be consistent. So just like Zmanam was referring to 2 days, it was referring to the 14th and 15th. So when we're marbe more days from Zmanehem, we're married by the same amount of days. So we're married by an extra 2 days. And the Gemara is saying that that's referring to the 11th and 12th. Okay, well, ask the Gemara. And then Memela, the 13th, you also read. Meaning once we're married by the 11th and 12th, so then Memela, the 13th, is sandwiched in between, so you could also read on the 13th. But the drasha is to teach us that you could also read the Megillah on the 11th and 12th, as the Gemara is about to explain. Ask the Gemara, Ve'im Atresar Utlesar, Mechates the 11th and 12th. Maybe the Reboy is to teach me that you could read the Megillah on the 12th and the 13th. And really, you can't read on the 11th. The 14th and 15th, it says Lahedi in the Megillah. We're married by an additional two, so maybe that's being married by the 12th and the 13th. Who says you can read on the 11th? So says the Gemara, Kedamar of Shmuel bar Yitzchak. It's like that which Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak said, that Yud Gimel Zman Kihila Lakalhi. On Yud Gimel, that's when everybody gather together to fight in the Melchama. And therefore, V'loy Tzarech L'Rabuye, we don't need a Riboy. So being that, we'll explain what that means in a moment, but being that we don't need a Riboy, so Hachanam Yud Gimel Zman Kihila Lakalhi, V'loy Tzarech L'Rabuye, that we don't need a Riboy for the 13th, in Mamela the Drasha is just for the 11th and the 12th. And then once we have a drasha for the 11th and the 12th, so we have the 14th and 15th is Lehedya the Megillah. We have a drasha to be marbe that you could also hear Megillah on the 11th and 12th. The 13th is sandwiched in between, so Chazal said also the 13th, because it wouldn't be right that you could have, hear the Megillah, 11th and 12th, skip a day, and then 14th and 15th. So then they said you could read it on all five of these days. Now why on the 13th don't you need a drasha? So from the simple reading of the Gemara, it's mashman that being that they fought the war, they had the nace of the Mulchama, so that's Memela included. That's Pashat that you could also read the Megillah on the 13th, because they had the nace of the Mulchama. The Rush is bothered that we don't see that Chazal established Purim on the day of the Milchama. It seems like they specifically established Purim on the day that they didn't have Milchama. And there's, I believe it's Or Sameach, he says in Meshech Chachma, that there's a reason for this, that the reason why Chazal didn't establish Purim on the 13th is because it's not right to celebrate on the day that the enemy is drowning, like we see by Kriyas Yamsuf, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Malachim, that Ma'asei Yadai Toivim Bayam, Va'atam Omrim Shira, it's not a time to sing, mamish, at the time that the enemy is getting hurt. Maybe afterwards, we'll see later, maybe afterwards you have a little simcha. But mamish, at the time that they're drowning, it's not a time to be misameach. So at the time of the Mulchama, that's not the day that Chazal established for the Mulchama. That's not the ikkar. Let's not lose focus. The ikkar is not that we won the war. The ikkar is not that we killed them. The ikkar is that we were able to rest and then serve Hashem properly. So the ikkar days of Purim are the 14th and 15th. We don't see Chazal establish Purim on the day of the Mulchama. So the Rush explains that mamish the fakir of what it seems like from the Pashup Shad of the Gemara. The Rush explains that being that the 13th was the day of the war, so it can't be that that's what the Megillah is coming to be marbe. Being that Purim wasn't established on the day of the Mulchama, it can't be. We don't need a reboy. It can't be that that's what the pasuk is coming to be marbe is the 13th, because the 13th is not a day that's matim to have a hearing the Megillah. So it must be that we're being marbe the 11th and 12th. Once we have the 11th and 12th, and we have the 14th and 15th, so they said, okay, fine, I guess the 13th you could also hear the Megillah. But it's not that the Gemara is saying that we don't need a reboy because it's so obvious. Says the Rush, the first Rush in the Masechta, says the Rush that no, the Gemara is saying that we don't need a reboy, it can't be that that's what the Pasuk is coming to be Marbet. Now, Kopanim, so the Maskana of the Gemara is that the 14th and 15th is Lahedia in the Megillah, where Marbe the 11th and 12th, and then Memelo you could also read on the 13th. Says the Gemara, now one last question, Ve'ima Shitzar V'Shivsar. So we're Marbe an additional 2 days to hear the Megillah. Okay, who says it's referring to the 11th and 12th? Maybe it's referring to 2 days after the 15th. Maybe it's referring to the Shitzar V'Shivsar, the 16th and the 17th of Adar. So says the Gemara that, like we mentioned before, that V'la Yavar K'siv. That no, it can't be because the Pasuk in the Megillah says that you can never read past the 15th. And if so, it can't be that that's what we're coming to be Marbe. It must be we're coming to be Marbe the 11th and the 12th. Says the Gemara, now another Makar, similar, we're going to have a similar Shaklavatario. There are Shmuel Bar Nachmani Omer. He says that what's the Makar? That where's the Remez in the Megillah? That you could also read Megillah, that the Chazal left it open, that you could also read on the 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Amakra, because the Pasuk says, Kayomim Asher Nachu Behema Yehudim. It says like the days that the Yidin rested from their enemies. So Yamim Kayomim. It could have said Yamim. It says Kayomim. Coming to be the rabbis Yud Aleph Yud Beis. We're coming to be Marbe an additional 2 days, the 11th and the 12th of Adar. Says the Gemara of Eimar Tresar Tlesar. Maybe it means the 12th and the 13th. And on here is where Amar Rab Shimon ben Bar Yitzchak that no, it can't be we're coming to be Marbe the 13th because Yud Gimel's Mant Kiyil Lakolhi, that's the day of the war, Volait Sarach Lurabuye. And therefore it can't be that that's what the Pasuk's coming to be Marbe. Rather it must be the Pasuk's coming to be Marbe the 11th and the 12th. And then Memela, once the 13th is sandwiched in between, so you could also hear the Megillah on the 13th. Ask the Gemara the same question as before, Ve'ima Shitzar V'Shivsar. Maybe we're coming to be Marbe the 16th and the 17th of Adar. Says the Gemara, no, that can't be, because V'la Yavor K'siv. Because the Pasuk says V'la Yavor, that you can never read past the 15th. Okay. So that's the two makayres that the Gemara brings. So now ask the Gemara, Rav Shimon bar Nachmani, my taima loy amar mi bizmanehem. Rav Shimon bar Nachmani, who's the one who said this second drasha from Kayamim, why doesn't he go like Rav Shimon bar Abba amar Rav Yochanan, and why doesn't he learn it out from the riboy of mi bizman, from bizmanehem? So says the Gemara, because man's manom zmanehem loy mashmalei. He felt like it was a deichik to say that you could learn out all these different drushas from just this one word of zmanehem. You want to learn an extra thing, zmanashelzeh, like zmanashelzeh, beseder. But you want to now be married by another thing because we could have said zmanom, zman, and then it says zmanehem, that he held that you can't do. Reb Shimon bar Abba, my time loy amar mi kayamim. And Reb Shimon bar Abba, why didn't he go like Reb Shmuel bar Nachmani, and why didn't he learn it out from the pasuk which says Kayamim, Amar Lach, he'll tell you, Rav Shimon Bar Abba will tell you that Kayamim to him, he didn't feel was for this drasha, Ahula Dairis Hu Dichsev. He understood that the pasuk is just simple pasha pshat, that the pasuk's coming to tell us that Kayamim Asher Nahu Bema Yehudim, just like these days that they rested from their enemies, and it was established as Purim that year for the 14th and 15th, or the following year on the 14th or 15th, so Kayamim Asher Nahu Bema Yehudim, it was established always, Lidairis, for all future generations, that these days should always be established as Purim. That's just how he understood the word of Kayamim, that Kayamim is coming to teach us that always, for all future generations, these are always going to be the days of Purim, and Mamela, he didn't have it extra to be Marben an additional 2 days for hearing the Megillah.